beautiful, beautiful, beautiful flower. Now, who knows the name of this flower? Anybody? I'm going to help you. This will help you. This is a spider lily. And it also, I've been told, now some of you older people who are flower people, I don't know what to really call this, because I've also heard they were called naked ladies. So I chose spider lily. You didn't hear the naked lady part. But here's the cool deal. This flower, I didn't even know it existed till when we moved to Louisiana. And when it came up, the myth is, or the I don't know what you call it. The story is when these bloom, it's 6 weeks to your first freeze. How many have heard them? Am I right? 6 weeks. So in 6 weeks, you mark your calendar, it's going to be freezing. Okay? And but the thing that I love about these is this is God's deal. Now, I try to plant stuff, okay? We have gardens and we have flowers and people, children. I kill flowers. I kill gardens. I am terrible. And I want so desperately to have beautiful flowers and I can work really, really hard and put all that mulch and all that fertilizer and it'll be good. And then next thing you know, the weeds are taller than, maybe I should pull the weeds. But anyway, these things, they just come up on their own. I mean, if you'll look, I've got some behind my house just coming up in the woods. Who planted those things there? I have some more that are about to start blooming. I didn't plant them. There's one in our front flower bed. That's where this one came from. I didn't plant it. I went out and visited someone this week, and they had flowers like this growing everywhere. Who plants them? You know the answer to that? God does. And he does such an incredible job. Look at this thing. It's just, what I like is it's just a stalk, a flower. I've heard they come in pink. I've heard they come in kind of a purple color. But they are incredible. And here's the thing. The gardener is God. Now I want to read you a scripture real quick. I want you to listen to this. This scripture is from Matthew chapter 6, and it's to teach us a lesson about life. Who made this? God. So listen to what it says. And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautiful as they are. I mean, beauty. And it says, and if God cares so much for wildflowers, which is what that is, that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. And then he says, why do you have so little faith? Here's the thing I want you to remember, kids. God takes care of the flowers, and he'll take care of you. You've just got to trust him. And you've got to believe that he loves you and cares for you. But God takes care of this and he'll take care of you. So when you start to worry about life, just remember God does a good job with these flowers. And he's going to take care of you. Okay? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for these kids. Help them to understand that you create all the beauty of the flowers and the world. And that we just need to trust you to take care of us. And we just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, gang, I'm going to open this up. You get one bag out and go. And thank you for being so attentive. Thank you.
Jesus.
All righty, this next one is Are You Washed in Blood? It's going to be the offer chorus song, so feel free to pat your foot and clap your hands on this.